is News Talk.
We all know of empty homes in our neighbourhoods, but if the owner has passed and there's no other obvious line of inquiry, what then? Local authorities are struggling, it seems, to process the information that they're receiving from the public about vacant properties, but probate genealogists could provide some much-needed answers. My next guest hopes to do exactly that. Padraig Grennan has a lot of experience in this area, and he has a new venture called EmptyHomes.ie, and this aims to get properties that are lying vacant back onto the property market. Padraig, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, we talked before about your original line of business, which is
we're known as air hunters, and your listeners may be familiar with the BBC programme of the same name, whereby our day-to-day work, if you like, is we would track down missing beneficiaries or unknown next of kin to estates all over the world, and we mostly help solicitors who deal with probate.
So you've got a set of assets, could be property, could be money, whatever it might be, and there's no obvious line of succession, but somebody is related to the dead person, so somebody could inherit.
Exactly. I mean, in some cases, you'll have somebody that's named on a will that might have been written 20 years ago that can't be located. The more complicated cases are those where somebody dies intestate. As you say, there's no known next of kin. Some people might say there's no next of kin, but generally speaking, there always is somebody, yeah.
There's got to be somebody. Now, this new venture, EmptyHomes.ie, what does it aim to do?
Well, I realised over the last couple of years that the type of work that we do can be applied to research in terms of vacant properties. And as you well know, there are so many vacant properties across the country lying idle. There would be a percentage of those that would be unclaimed estates, if you like, where somebody might have passed away a long time ago. They might be the last in their own bloodline, or there could be a dispute in the family, or somebody emigrated with the intention of coming back but didn't, and may have passed away, may have married, may have just left the property there. So these properties lie
idle. There is some kind of derelict cottages in old famine villages that could, in theory, belong to people who are the descendants of people who emigrated to America and so on.
Yeah.
And they're never going to come back and refurbish them.
That's it. Like County Mayo and County Galway, the rural areas are littered with these cottages.
But they're not the kind of house you want to refurbish for occupation necessarily, because that's not where the demand is.
Well, ideally, we're focusing at the moment on the main cities around, and that's what the demand is for social housing, but also for private housing.
So you walk along a street and you see a house and it's been derelict, boarded up, perhaps not even boarded up, but just getting shabbier and shabbier by the year, not occupied. It might attract the attention of blackguards who might occupy the place or even set it on fire. So what do you want people to do if they notice such properties?
Well, you can log the details. Really, all we need is the address of a property. We want to be able to pinpoint these properties specifically. So if it's on a street in a town, the number and the name of the street.
One presumes that the local authorities know about their own properties that have gone derelict.
Yeah, well, local authorities, as you know, have their own stock that lie derelict. They have their own budgets, and I know they're trying to get through those properties, but there are so many other properties. There are new properties coming on stream all the time in terms of vacant homes.
So what do? You're told it's number 4 Sarsfield quadrant in some town or other. What do you do then?
Well, the first thing we do, the first port of call, if you like, is always the land registry. We search there to see if it's registered with them. If it is, we can check to see who the owner is.
How up to date is the land registry?
It's extremely up to date. Very, very, very useful and a great resource. But there are two ways that properties might be registered there and with the old registry of deeds. So if it's an older house, and we're finding this with a lot of cases, it's not actually registered on the newer system. So we need to go into the valuations office, then go into the registry of deeds and try and find who the last registered owner was. And at that point, really, that's only the start of our case.
Okay, so you find that William Alphonsus O'Brien, who died in 1954, owned the property.
Sure.
And it's derelict. What then? What do you do then?
Well, there are lots of ways that we would kind of research these cases. The newspaper archives are always useful. We can search for maybe somebody at that address or the individual themselves. We would look for their death certificate, which might name an informant on the death certificate. certificate, maybe a marriage certificate for that individual, and search for children of that marriage to see are there any descendants.
So you tried to get the direct line first of all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we would also have to check to see if that person left a will or not. If they died testate, we would obviously follow the chain of representation in terms of who's named on their will. If they died intestate, you've got to go down the family tree route.
Now, you find then, you knock on the door of number 17 O'Connell Street in some town or village, and you say, I've got some good news.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Well, this is what we do. And I mean, I can give you an example of one case in County Offaly where there was an elderly man passed away in 2005, and the house has been lying idle since. Now, he inherited the house from his mother, who passed away in 1983. So he was an only child. He had no siblings. So we needed to build a family tree around on the maternal and paternal side. There were 9 siblings on one side and 8 on the other. So then we have to descend that and trace it forward to find children or grandchildren of those people. And each of those people would, in theory, own a share of that property. Mm. As it turned out in that case, so far there are 5 beneficiaries.
Okay. But there could be 45.
Well, there are 5 in Ireland for sure, and we're tracing more in the UK at the moment. So that's how it works.
You could end up with tuppence halfpenny, or you could end up with a nice little asset. Yep. So how do you get paid for your work?
Well, if we're instructed by a local authority or a housing body or a private firm or a developer, it's on a fee basis. Those unusual cases we're discussing, if we were to find you, for example, Pat, I'd sit you down and say, you're a beneficiary, you're due to inherit on an unclaimed estate, and we have a direct contract with you. It's a percentage of what would be your net settlement. So we take those cases on at our own cost. Some work out and some don't.
All right, well, emptyhomes.ie is the website, and that's where people can log on if they want to suggest a home that merits investigation. But for the moment, Padraig Grennan, founder of emptyhomes.ie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.